This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Morning, America. Welcome to Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Frady. And by the time you guys are listening to this, we will know whether Brett Kavanaugh is a Supreme Court Associate Justice by the time you guys are listening to this. In the meantime, let's assess some elements of this particular sordid story that is coming out of the Senate. Like the simpering sap Jeff Flake, Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, partner to the late John McCain. He's the kind of guy who voted for Evan McMullen and still doesn't regret it. Even John McCain's other partner, my senior Senator Lindsey Graham, lost his mind last week over this hearing, over this dog and pony show, over this circus. Not Jeff. It is sad to see what was once allegedly a dude, a man, be utterly emasculated in public and then proceed to dance to please his new masters. He ought to be, and henceforth shall be known as Jeff, because he is essentially now Jeb, without the pedigree. And the scary part is, without the spine. Jeff. You'll get your one-shot 60-minute tongue bath, and there's probably a 3 a.m. Sunday MSNBC program in it for you. Wedged between reruns of Lock Up, the movie. A hosting gig for a crappy show on a doofus network is today's equivalent of 30 pieces of silver. You and I are normal people. Normals. And Flake does not care about us normals, especially you normals from the Grand Canyon State, who are now regretting your decision to send McCain super light to the Senate. At least John McCain, for all of his faults, flew fighters and took no guff. Jeff, with an exclamation point, takes a little guff from some shrieking leftist in an elevator, and he's suddenly primed for his Democrat buddies to talk him into helping carry some of the wood for the Brett Kavanaugh witch burning. And the Democrat buddies part is key, because they are his real constituency. Like all Frito-cons, he chose trying to please his elite pals over keeping his promise to serve the normals like you. His code. His solemn oath. And he's been doing that for a while, ever since he was so greatly disappointed in you for choosing Donald Trump and not Moby McMuffin or even Thelonious Milhouse Bond pantsuit. So it was no surprise that the Dems ID'd him as the weak link, swarmed, and rolled him in a town like D.C. that is known for changing the soft and feckless Jeff with an exclamation point was especially mushy and feck-free. His real concern was not enacting the conservatism he endlessly talks about, but conforming to the bizarre norms and the taboos of the elite that he aspires to, because if you do, if you prove yourself by slavish acceptance of their twisted reality-defying fetish, you will be richly rewarded. Sort of. You have to demonstrate your acceptance of the ridiculous concept that no woman can ever lie about sexual assault. Despite those, pesky Duke lacrosse team and UVA scams, you have to demonstrate your acceptance of the ridiculous concept that the weather in a couple centuries is going to kill us off because you're too selfish not to ride a bike to work, and you want to drink out of a straw, even though the high priests of the weird climate cult are so concerned that they fly everywhere in a private jet. Mostly. You have to demonstrate your acceptance of the ridiculous concept that normal Americans are morally and intellectually completely, totally unfit to participate in their own governance, and despite the fact that we built this country, fed it, fuel it, and defend it. And you have to demonstrate your acceptance of the ridiculous concept that the elite is elite because of some track record of achievement Despite the hiccups that we normals pay for, like Iraq, the 2008 meltdown, Obamacare, and the sidewalks covered with the, you know, human excrement in San Francisco. Jeff, with an exclamation point, he illustrates the disconnect between the status-obsessed elites and normal people. He wanted his pals to think he was sensitive and caring and concerned with process and blah, 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 blah. He wanted the elite's acceptance. And if the Kavanaugh's family had to go through more hell, okay then, okie dokie. He knows it's a delay designed to let stripper Matlock or some other bottom feeder come up with a new pack of lies about how Brett Kavanaugh ran an international sex ring during his Bud Light blackouts back in 1983. That sounds almost like a John Cougar Mellencamp song, doesn't it? But Jeff, with an exclamation point, mostly had to do what the elite in this country do instead of actually achieving anything. He signaled to his elite pals. Little hand signals are blinking. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he was about to cry. Hey, I'm one of you, not one of them, not one of these icky normals. And while they pretend to welcome him and give him the seat at the cable kiddie table, they're laughing at him. Fortunately for us, he's gone. He quit knowing the people of Arizona would vote for a rotting cactus rather than him in the GOP primary. And of course, to Jeff, what happened is that the people of Arizona grew unworthy of him. They no longer meet his exacting standards. He's too good for them, too pure, too elite. So he sadly must deprive them of his virtue. And it's happening a lot. The punks, the rhinos, they're all going away. The hacks of conservative ink, they're right about one thing. It's a new GOP. This is a GOP that fights with their hands. And not all of them. You still have some weak sisters like Collins and Murkowski. Collins is safe because she's about as conservative as Maine is going to get. And Murkowski is getting primaried if she backstabs us, but normals put righteous fear into the rest of them. The conservagimps want to claim that the Republicans are now the party of Trump, but that's a self-serving narrative designed to obscure the fact that they brought their downfall upon themselves because of all that huge legacy of failure in the fight against progressivism. It's like big high beam headlights in their face. Trump is the avatar of you and me. None of the establishment was fighting for our rights or our rent interests. So we found someone that would do that, and nobody's apologizing for it. I'm not. I'm certainly not. I'm enjoying it too much. Our new crop of candidates gets it, except for Mitt Romney. The McMullen of 2012, who can't help but suck up to the establishment media, who humiliated him by thanking them and asking them if he may have another. Thank you, sir. May I have another? And Kavanaugh is a boomerang. They can come back and knock the Democrats out. They counted on stripping off the suburban women's vote that had been going to the GOP, but these suburban women have sons and brothers and husbands whose lives can be ruined in an instant over some sort of uncorroborated baloney from 3 decades ago if the Democrats' new rules go into effect. So focus on the fight. Don't play the Democrats' game and walk away from the GOP, because Jeff, he's walked away from you. And a lot of them have walked away from you. And a lot of the Democrats are walking away from them. So what's going to be left are the diehard leftists and the people that actually built the country. Jeff Flake is a nobody who will be gone in a couple of months. He's nothing. In the Kavanaugh team speak, he's just a boof in the wind. Nothing to be concerned about. We will do fine without him. And for the rest of them, they don't have the stomach for the fight. I get it. Do you get it? Are you in on that? I mean, if you're not, you should be. Because everything around you right now is the bounty of what you have done for yourself. And these guys don't like you having it, especially if you're a gun owner. That's the other thing about Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, they know Kavanaugh will be a linchpin. The fifth vote. The fourth vote for certain, the fifth vote in any sort of gun issue, they know he's there. And guess what? They can't rule and legislate from the bench anymore when he gets on. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. You know, I saw some stuff about violent crime. Our violent crime gone down since last year. And for a lot of people, this will be good. This will be like an end game, because like violent crime, where we used to be around 412 violent crimes per 100,000, and violent crime is characterized as rape, murder, armed robbery, or assault with a deadly weapon. Those are bad crimes against humanity. So We've gone from 412 to 382 per 100,000. That is highly significant. Highly significant. Guns with, and, you know, I'll get into details about that another time. But now that crime is going back down in the middle of the revolution of more and more people carrying guns on a daily basis, I sort of think that speaks for itself. But the one thing that doesn't ever get addressed when we start talking crime is the other statistic to deaths in America today, and that is suicide. Now, my original producer, the guy who made what I do today possible, he was the stepping stone to everything that I do today. In January of this year, he committed suicide, and he committed suicide with a gun. And I think he committed suicide with a gun because I think he tried two other methods, and they didn't work. And I still have a lot of questions about that, but, you know, it doesn't change the end result. And we should really look at figuring out a way to treat suicide, except suicide is a moment. Suicide is a moment where something overwhelms you. And it, you know, there may be a lot of depression and everything underlying all of that, but in that moment where you finally make that call to go and do it, like, for example, my producer, he was observed walking up and down this dock out on a lake in the Midlands of South Carolina. And then he walked one more time to the end of it, and that's where he committed suicide. And he was coming to that point where, you know, he was already there. You know, he was already there to do it. And he just had to get to the point to where he actually executed it. And we'll all sit around and say, well, I wish, well, you know, we're left in a lot of cases in the dark when it comes to certain things. And suicide is certainly one of them because everybody's sitting around going, why didn't he talk to me? Why didn't he talk to this? Did she know? Do they know? But there's this new novel idea that is approaching the slippery slope of gun control. There's this poor soul. Her name was Donna Nathan. She'd been in and out of psychiatric hospitals three times. And inexplicably, for some reason, she drove somewhere on June the 26th and bought a .38 caliber revolver. 8 hours later, she was found dead from a gunshot wound. She left a handwritten note to her boyfriend that said, I'm sorry, I love you. 2 days later, her daughter offered an idea in a Facebook post about how to save others who might think about doing what her mother had done, which this is actually being proposed legislatively in other states. She said, my mom bought a gun in New Orleans on Tuesday and drove to Audubon Park and opened the box and shot herself. I'm telling you all because gun control is not only about homicide, it's twice as likely to be a suicide. People suffering from bipolar and depression have no way to protect themselves from a suicidal gun purchase in Louisiana. I wish my mom could have registered herself as being unfit to buy a gun. She would have signed it years ago to protect herself and our family. I'm sorry to be so raw. I feel raw. I can't believe how impossible it was for my mom to get help and how easy it was for her to buy a gun. This same idea occurred to Frederick Vars, a law professor at the University of Alabama, who also suffers from bipolar disorder and has had suicidal thoughts, and that was 4 years ago. And the No Guns Self-Registry has become law in Washington State. There are proposals in Alabama, California, Massachusetts, Tennessee, and Wisconsin to do the same. Katrina Breeze wants Louisiana to be the next state to establish the registry. And that ought to be a pretty easy policy for Governor John Bel Edwards and the legislature to champion. They're saying things like this isn't an erosion of the Second Amendment. It's a lifeline for people who are desperately ill. Because in Louisiana, they had 440 suicides in 2016 by firearms. So the question becomes, all right, so we want to talk about suicide, and we want to talk about taking yourself out of the loop for said suicide. I get that. I completely get it. I could see where such and such would want to do that. Does this mean that if you get to a point to where you are treated, and people who have suicidal thoughts should seek treatment, and there should be no stigma associated with it, because this is the thing about gun control. When you get out there and start advocating this kind of stuff, they will use that to say, okay, you have a lifetime prohibition. What if things change? What if one moment you're suicidal and, you know, years later you're okay, and then all of a sudden you become the, you're being stalked? What then? Are you just going to sit there and just allow that to happen? Do you think you give up your rights for having a mental illness that may be able to be treated? The problem today with, what they're proposing is this. People would voluntarily put their names on a do not sell list, and then that information is entered into the NICS. Now, in some of these proposals, you can remove your name, but there's a waiting period for 1 to 3 weeks before a gun purchase is allowed. And that's a safety measure to keep people from removing their names on impulse to commit suicide. People on the no-sell list can also provide contact information for family or friends they want notified if they ask to be removed from the registry. This is essentially encouraging self-diagnosis. Okay? Now, I'm not a doctor, and I probably need to get Dr. Bob Young on the show with Dr. Linda Longerman, but I'm just, I'm concerned with them leading these people who are very vulnerable to this suggestion down this primrose path if it means they show up on some prohibited persons list, which is one of the things the Obama administration tried to implement. They wanted to have lots of prohibited persons lists. Veterans, they had a group of veterans. People getting Social Security, they had a group of them. They wanted to have a group of people. That's why Obamacare, you know, all of your treatment is there. And if you're having a mental illness, they can cross-reference it and say, oh, but you can't buy a gun. The no-fly list. They wanted to have all these prohibited lists to try to ensnare as many people as they can. Here, they're getting out there and saying, well, if you want to live, you need to put your name on this list. That's not the way to treat this kind of illness. Give me some idea of how you intend to treat the illness and tell me how this is going to work when they finally get to that point. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Just me again. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. If it seems like I'm giving way too much attention to this whole Kavanaugh thing, that's because the Kavanaugh thing's about guns. The leftist is concerned about them because this is about guns. They'll get out there and they'll tell you all this stuff about, well, it's about Roe versus Wade and women's right to choose. But it's about guns. Don't kid yourself. There may be a little bit of concern about Roe versus Wade, but I don't know, and I don't know enough about, they're making all this other noise too, like, we'll impeach him. They've only impeached one ever, and that was in 1804, and then that was the House, and then the Senate said no. So all this talk is just like everything else has been going on with us. But to add to the talk, we get this from James Comey. See, the Russian collusion thing, that's falling apart. Has anybody heard anything about that lately? And that's it's falling apart and it's winding down. So Comey has come out to speak out against the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. And he did that through the New York Times editorial page. And characteristic for him, he's speaking with a forked tongue, playing Mr. Probity to disguise his real aim of undercutting Trump. It's really sort of obnoxious stuff. And given that it involves piling on against Kavanaugh, but, you know, anything to get Trump in return from the wilderness of irrelevance. And he starts out with this supposedly innocuous opener before showing his real hand. The FBI is in the middle of it. When we were handed the Hillary Clinton email investigation in 2015, the Bureau's deputy director said to me, "You know, you were totally screwed, right?" He meant that in a viciously polarized political environment, one side was sure to be furious with the outcome. Sure enough, I saw a tweet declaring me a political hack. Although the author added tongue-in-cheek, "I just can't figure out which side." And those were the good old days. President Trump's decision to order a one-week investigation into sexual assault allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, his Supreme Court nominee, comes in a time of almost indescribable pain and anger, lies, and attacks. On trying to make you think he's Mr. Objectivity with one hand and pulling a fast one for the lefties with the other. So in other words, he would have you think that the FBI is this objective outfit just looking for the facts, ma'am, even after the amazing revelations of the Comey Bureau's deep state politicking, which is still out there for everybody to see. But then we get down to his real complaint. We live in a world where the president routinely attacks the FBI because he fears its work. He calls for his enemies to be prosecuted and his friends freed. We also live in a world where a sitting federal judge channels the president by shouting attacks at the Senate committee considering his nomination and demanding to know if a respected senator has ever passed out from drinking. See, this guy is, he and Jeff Flake would be like this. He channels the president. Kavanaugh channels the president by defending his own honor. Kavanaugh. Same guy with a spotless 6 times FBI certified clean record. Hit by a barrage of faults and out of the blue, which they know. They know this already. They know this at the FBI already because they've done it 6 times. You haven't lived until you've been through an FBI background check. I have been through an FBI background check, and you just haven't lived. They bring up stuff that you have really wanted to forget over time. And some of the stuff they brought up with me, well, you know, we're not going to go into it at this moment. But what I will say is this. They are quite thorough. And I was just trying to be in the Army and get a security clearance. I wasn't trying to be, you know, a judge. But for Comey, it's not good to defend your own honor and your own long record of honesty from false charges. And that's channeling Trump if you do that. That's some logic there. James, Trump, recall, never denied the bad behavior he's accused of. We all know it happened. He hasn't lied about it. Kavanaugh's another story because as Comey's own FBI back in his day certifies, he's never engaged in sexual assaults. Would Comey care to answer some questions about why the FBI clearance process is so flawed, given that Comey thinks a 7th FBI investigation of Kavanaugh under an FBI director who's not him will turn up something different? See, this is the template of the leftist. It's not the laws we got already. It's not the things we've done already. One, the next one is going to be the one we got to have, just like this background check. Is Comey saying that he ran a corruption racket and all the security clearances and the FBI approved earlier under his leadership were tainted? I can't even tell you what I think about that. Even though, I can't tell you, even though we got a dump button. Then after that, Comey takes a shot at Republican voters and the mask begins to slip. Most disturbingly, we live in a world where millions of Republicans and their representatives think nearly everything in the previous paragraph I just wrote is okay. And after that, Comey warns the Republicans that the FBI will come up with something with which to get Kavanaugh. Although they haven't done it the other 6 times. Although the process is deeply flawed and apparently designed to thwart the fact-gathering process, the FBI is up for this. It's not as hard as Republicans hope it will be. FBI agents are experts at interviewing people and quickly dispatching leads to their colleagues around the world to follow up with additional interviews. Unless limited in some way by the Trump administration, they can speak to scores of people in a few days if necessary. They will confront people with testimony and other accounts, testing them and pushing them in a professional way. Agents have much better nonsense detectors than partisans because they aren't starting with a conclusion. Not starting with a conclusion, you say, James. Tell that to Peter Strzok. Your FBI got really famous under your directorate for finding a crime first, and then you decided to scare up some evidence to claim that it holds some water. He tries to make it clear that they're going to get something on Kavanaugh and not his accuser, which is really interesting to me. That's really interesting. He says, yes, the alleged incident occurred 36 years ago, but FBI agents know time has little to do with memory. They know every married person remembers the weather on their wedding day, no matter how long ago. Significance drives memory. They also know that little lies point to bigger lies. They know that obvious lies by the nominee about the meaning of words in a yearbook are a flashing signal to dig deeper. You know, I am completely different than I was when I was 18 years old in high school. I don't know what I might have written. I don't know what I might have done. I know some things that I did. And I don't do them today because I grew up. I changed. But this is a guy getting out there talking about he's talking about lies and remembering significant things. And yet Ford, Christine Ford, can't remember what day it was, what month it was, what building it was in. She can't remember who was there. She thinks she remembers, but I mean, notice how he excuses the accuser for having the bad memory, but then says any haziness of memory from Kavanaugh is proof that he's lying about much bigger things. Except Kavanaugh didn't expunge his social media prior to these hearings and prior to this allegation coming out. Whereas, good old Christine Ford, she did. So he says it's idiotic to put a shot clock on the FBI, but it is better to give professionals 7 days to find facts that have than have no professional investigation at all. When the week is up, one team and maybe both will be angry at the FBI. But it doesn't really matter because here's where it comes down. Okay? This didn't happen. This didn't happen. There's too many people saying it didn't happen. And I have to wonder if Christine Ford herself, 15 years old at the time, was drunk. And if maybe just somebody fell on top of her because they were drunk too. But it doesn't matter. We'll see. We are going to see. That's coming soon. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
One last time today, here I come yet again. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Frady. Once again, let me throw this out there. If you're liking what I'm doing, if you have any suggestions, and listen, things are about to sound a little different, okay? There's going to be some changes here. all hopefully for the better. Not necessarily bad, of course. You know, some people be like, Bill, I don't. But listen, just bear with me, okay, would you? Because I'm here doing the show, and when I'm doing the show, I like to sort of, nobody knows it, but I have my own dance party here when I'm doing the show, and I love the bumps, so I got to have good bumps to dance to, and I just need it for my exercise, okay? Will you help me with that? Thanks so much. There, I was asked a question one time on my other show, and apparently that was the wrong answer I gave. My answer, I was asked, Bill, who leads the charge on gun control? And I said, anybody who leads the charge on climate change and single payer and higher taxes. Those three things, that little trifecta, is akin to slavery, okay? Now, Trump, one of the reasons business went so crazy when Trump got elected, it was not because of the tax reform or anything that was going to happen. They knew what was going to happen to the regulatory regime. Because we feed, the regulatory fees that hit American businesses, they amount to about $2 trillion a year. $1.5 to $2 trillion. What's a half a trillion between friends, right? So when they knew that that was about to go away, they were like, let's expand, let's go. And off we went. Finally, a business-friendly president. Because the government, all the government's supposed to do is they're supposed to maintain your roads for you. They're supposed to set things up for you. And then they're supposed to get out of your way and let you go, let you have at it. If you break a crime, they'll be there. If you do things that are illegal, you know, unfair, you know, if you violate the commerce, you know, all these little things, they'll be there. But they're not supposed to micromanage you, which is all the left wants to do to you. So when you're looking at climate change or single payer or higher taxes, anybody pushing for those things, they're also very likely pushing for gun control. Because they can't get single payer and climate change without gun control. Now, let's go back to February of 2015, can we? There, Christiana Figueres, who was then the executive secretary of the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change, she let slip some comments that laid bare the hidden agenda behind the global climate warming alarmism. She put it out in Brussels that the UN's real purpose in pushing climate hysteria is to end capitalism. To end capitalism. throughout the world. She said, "This is the first time in human history that we're setting ourselves the task of intentionally changing, getting rid of, the economic development model that has reigned since the Industrial Revolution." And that which she is referring to is free market capitalism. A year earlier, she revealed that what capitalism must be replaced with when she complained that America's two-party constitutional system is hampering the UN's climate objective. She went on to cite China's communist system as the kind of government America must have if the UN is to impose its environmental will on the world's most free and prosperous capitalist nation. So in other words, for the UN to have its way, we have to somehow be transformed into a communist nation. I'm going to let you sit in. Sit where you are right now. Just drink that in. Just let that sit with that for a moment. Any of you that are out there saying, well, you know, the UN is just trying to keep peace. No. No. UN wants to run the world. Biggers is not alone. Another senior UN official had comments of his own about the true agenda behind climate change. And he said, we'll get to that. And if you're one of those who believe the climate alarmists when they say they're trying to do is save the planet, what Dr. Otmar Entenhofer had to say will leave your jaw on the floor. On November 14th, 2010, interview with the Swiss newspaper New Zürcher Zeitung. He was the co-chair of the UN IPCC's Working Group 3. He made this shocking admission. "One must free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. What we're doing has almost nothing to do with climate. We must state clearly that we use climate policy to redistribute de facto the world's wealth." In the same interview, he added this: "Climate policy has almost nothing to do with protecting the environment. The next World Climate Summit in Cancun is actually an economy summit during which distribution of the world's resources will be negotiated." So this cat, Entenhofer, what he's basically saying is that when they met in Cancun, their whole goal, and it comes all the way down to your level, my level, everybody's level, was to take what I earn being a radio host, what you earn doing whatever it is you do, and redistribute that to other places. Yeah. He is still one of the UN's top climate officials. He effectively admitted that their public position on global warming is a ruse. And another senior UN official, Figueroa, said in an official capacity that the United States must be converted to communism for the world to be saved from global warming. Let all of that sink in right now. I know this is Sunday on some days, and you guys shouldn't be cussing right now, okay? Don't be cussing. Maintain your calm and your serenity. Because I'm telling you this, because if you didn't know it, you should. Some of you all probably already knew it. Powerful progressives in this country believe it's not right that billions of people in the world sleep on the ground in mud huts while we sleep on a soft mattress in an air-conditioned environment. The elites who feel that way, nearly all of whom can be found in the Democratic Party, and 100% of them live in opulent carbon-based lifestyles, also believe that far more of America's wealth must therefore be forcibly shared, or you can say redistributed, with poor nations. Global wealth redistribution is the foremost tenet of communism, and those who advocate it are, by definition, communists, whether they are openly admitted or not, communal, commune, that kind of thing. The problem with communism, or socialism, because that almost always turns into communism, is that in the end, they don't have enough going out there to be the benefactors of the world, and then they just use it to maintain power. Power to tax is the power to destroy. Now, if you consider yourself to be the keeper of a rational mind, then right about now, you should be concluding that climate alarmism is a Trojan horse to justify these new cap-and-trade taxes clamored by, you know, powerful progressives like Barack Obama, who sat on the Joyce Foundation, who was going to start the Chicago Climate Exchange. They were going to use the big banks. They were forecasting taking in $22 trillion a year Al Gore, John Kerry, Hillary Rodham Clinton, none of whom has ever denounced the anti-American pro-communist sentiment of the two of the UN's most senior climate officials. And the words of those officials revealed that such taxes would not be used to save the planet, but to fund the most massive redistribution of wealth in human history, literally trillions of dollars extracted under false pretense from hardworking U.S. taxpayers and given to the corrupt governments of every underdeveloped nation on Earth, all in the guise of climate aid. In the meantime, and this is the way this would work, if you have to buy climate credit, right, if you go out there, you're going to be allowed to pollute only to a certain level, and then you have to buy climate credit. Now, mind you, nothing. You're going to keep on still polluting, but now you're going to buy the right to do it. So you're going to buy some climate credit from somewhere in Africa, where there is not a whole lot of industrialization, and you're going to buy it from them because they have clean air overhead. So you're buying the notion that you're getting credit from them, and they're going to get the money, and you're going to get the permission to keep on building coffee tables. And the coffee table you used to build for $35 is now $1,000 because your cost of doing business has just gone up. Power, God almighty, that no telling where that would go. So in order to reach on a global scale the mandate set forth in the Communist Manifesto, from each according to his abilities to each according of his needs, Democrats wanted that. They operated in collusion to all of this. Yeah. That's what they wanted to do. This is the modern Democratic Party out there today. The leftists. They're in for climate change. That's who to look at. That's who to look for. Back again next week. I'll talk to you then. Stay safe. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. I'll catch you next time around.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.